if one analyzes the structure of these past two parshios, Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim, to recognize that a certain symmetry begins to develop. Obviously, the main event of both parshios, and perhaps the main event of all Jewish history, as explained by the Rambam, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, was Matan Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah that the Jewish people experience, as represented by the Aseres Adibros. But before we receive the Torah, at the beginning of Parshas Yisro, there is a discussion in regards to Mishpatim, to laws. What is the proper way for the Jewish people to be judged? And that is a conversation that takes place before Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro. And interestingly enough, as we conclude the Aseres Adibros and the receiving of the Torah, we continue with that same discussion of Mishpatim in this week's Parsha of Ve'ilah Mishpatim. And this is something that the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah picks up on. The Medrash explains Ve'ilah Mishpatim, Maksib L'malam in a Parsha, V'shaftu Am B'chol Eis, V'amra Kam Ve'ilah Mishpatim, V'hadibros Be'emtza. We have Mishpatim prior to the Aseres Adibros, and then afterwards, we also have Mishpatim, and in between, we have Kabbalah Satorah. Says the Medrash, it's similar to a certain parable, Mashal Lematrona, Shaisa Ma'aleches, that there was similar to a woman who would be walking down the street. Hazin Mikan, Vihizin Mikan, Vihi Be'emtza. A woman of nobility would walk on both sides, flanked by security guards, to protect her. Kacha Torah, Dinam Livafaneh, Vidinam Me'acharah, Vihi Be'emtza. And so too the Torah is protected on both its sides by Dinim. And therefore we have Dinim, the Mishpatim in Parshas Yisro before the receiving of the Torah. We have the Mishpatim in Parshas Mishpatim after the receiving of the Torah. And in between we have the Aseres Adibros and the Kabbalah Satorah. If one thinks about this Medrash and they think about it for a moment, it seems quite funny. If you were to ask any individual, they would say that the Dinim themselves that are listed in Parshas Mishpatim, those dinim which Moshe Rabbeinu was judging the people in Parshas Yisro, they are synonymous with the Torah and not necessarily the protection of the Torah. So what exactly is the Medrash trying to draw out and explain in regards to the dinim? And I think the way to understand this is based on a very beautiful comment in an essay that Rav Soloveitchik wrote. And the Rav explained that the way in which a person can know whether they are truly serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not just serving themselves, is whether we are able to have an objective standard of Avodas Hashem. If one only focuses solely on a subjective experience of religiosity, says the Rav, and a person feels that they're only going to serve HaKadosh Baruch with that they feel good about, and therefore you have an individual, perhaps, who is completely committed to chesed, another person who's completely committed to Torah, another person who's completely committed to tefillah, what can end up happening is that those individuals are not really serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather they're really serving themselves. They're doing things which make them feel good. And if one truly wants to be an Eved Hashem, then they need to keep all the halachos and all the dinim, regardless of whether they feel connected to them, regardless of whether they animate them at that very moment. And that objectifies our avodas Hashem, and it makes it clear that we are not serving ourselves and our own self-interests and that which make us feel good, but rather we're looking to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. And that exactly is perhaps the idea behind this medrash, that the Torah serves as a protection, or the dinim serve as a protection to the Torah, that when one properly keeps the dinim, no matter what they are, and no matter how inconvenient they may seem and appear to us, that is a true protection of the Torah, which is in the middle, represented by the Ribono Shel Olam. And therefore, if one wants to be a true Eved Hashem, then they have to understand that their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shmiras Torah and Mitzvos needs to be one which is objective, and even if we don't feel subjectively connected to them. And if we do so, then we'll be truly serving the Ribono Shel Olam. We're going to have a wonderful Shabbos.